Hi, my name's Jim Smith.
Hi, I'm George Pitts.
And you're listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, brought to you in conjunction with Podomatic,
iTunes,
and WCRFM.com. For more details on me and George, go to myspace.com/Jim and George.
Okie dokie. Arson destroyed controversial topless coffee shop in Maine. I got this from the foxnews.com. Jokes about cup size came grinding to a halt after a fire destroyed a controversial topless cafe in a residential neighbourhood in Maine, and fire investigators believed it was intentionally set. The blaze was reported...
What a shame.
Eh? I know, what a terrible thing.
Yeah.
What a terrible breach of human rights.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have a coffee shop with waitresses with the norks exposed.
Exactly.
You know, it's a terrible thing when a crime like this happens.
Absolutely.
It's almost a hate crime, isn't it?
It's like a hate crime.
Yeah. The blaze was reported at the Grand View Topless Coffee Shop in Varalsaburra, just north of Augusta, where shirtless waitresses serve Java to ogling patrons, angering locals and drawing national attention since the venue opened in February. The State Fire Marshal's office made the arson determination Wednesday afternoon after investigators sifted through the rubble of the shop. Officials aren't saying how or where the fire started. The fire was reported just before 1 a.m. Wednesday. Owner Donald Crabtree and six others in the building escaped unharmed. Crabtree said he lost his home and his business in the fire, and there had been no insurance. The shop featured topless waitresses and waiters serving coffee and donuts. Now, that sounds like a great idea. You know, a coffee shop...
Yeah.
...serves you hot coffee...
Yeah.
...and donuts...
Yeah.
...with topless women...
Yeah.
...or topless men, if that be your preference...
Yeah.
...I don't see the problem. It's not like anyone's forcing them to do it at gunpoint.
I think I could have done that story better.
Yeah.
Coffee shop...
Mm.
Topless coffee shop.
Yeah.
Goes out of business.
Mm.
Headline should have been...
What?
Topless coffee shop goes tits up.
Yes, he's a chief, he's a king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top.
George Pitts.
Times online. Boys to get credit cards for condoms.
Cool.
Boys as young as 12 are to be issued with condom credit cards, allowing them... As long as 12, I'm telling you.
As young as 12.
Yeah, well, you know, these days...
I swear, when I was 12, honest to God, if you want...
Scrumping.
Scale Electric's all I was interested in when I was 12.
Scale Electric, scrumping, hedge hopping.
I can remember being 12 and I was interested in Scale Electric and swing ball.
Yeah, I remember swing ball.
I was really disappointed that swing, when I discovered... At around 13, that swing ball was a sport that wasn't really going anywhere.
No,
you know what I mean? Because I thought, man, I must be one of the best swing ball players in the world. I bet I was one of the best swing ball players in the world. Do you know, if I could have had that talent, but in, you know, like tennis,
yeah,
or cricket or football, I'd be like a millionaire.
I tell you what,
money in swing ball, that's the problem.
You hit on something there. That'd make a hell of a one of those. That'd make a hell of a documentary. You know, one of those online documentaries. The greatest swing ball player that ever lived.
I think it's me. I think that would be me. Like, it's of approaching my 40s, still playing swing ball in the garden. I was very good.
You could
pretty
set up,
much in unbeatable.
It's a hell of an idea. We could set up a mock interview where you take yourself incredibly seriously. You know, like, well, I believe in dedication and passion to the sport, and swing ball is more than just a sport, it's a whole way of life, and you know, you've got to give yourself to it, you know, your soul, your mind, everything. Swing ball takes up everything.
You've got to be of the swing ball, you've got to be within the swing ball. I was very disappointed about 12 or 13 when I realised that, you know, you couldn't be the heavyweight champion of the world at swing ball.
No,
it's real shame, real shame. I was very disappointed.
Thing. Well, Connect Four. I love Connect Four. Why is that not an Olympic sport?
I'm the business at Connect Four.
No,
you're
not beating me.
I am the business.
You're not beating me.
I think I might be like what's his name? The Kaprizov. Is that his name? I might be the Kaprizov of Connect Four.
The Kaprizov.
I don't know. The chess champ, the chess grandmaster. What's his name?
Oh, no idea. oh God, the Capri.
Yeah, he'll do.
That'll do.
I would be like. As far as Connect Four is concerned, I would be like Deep Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. I am the deep blue of Connect Four. I've got so many rubbish skills. I mean, I'm really, really good at something. But, like, nobody cares.
Drafts is another one as well.
I'm not very good at drafts.
I love drafts with a passion. I really did.
We're going to do this story, then I'll do Rap Corner.
All right.
And you won't believe what Rap Corner is this
week. I will. What have you got?
Go on, finish the story off.
What have you got? All right.
Kids as young as 12 being force-fed condoms. Right,
kids with condoms. Force-fed condoms. All right, boys, I'll start again. Boys as young as 12 are to be issued with condom credit cards, allowing them to pick up free contraception at football grounds, barbershops and scout huts.
Rap Corner's going to be so good.
Condoms will be distributed at places where boys congregate to spare them the embarrassment of visiting sexual health clinics or... You know what? They say to spare them the embarrassment of visiting sexual health clinics. Actually, I quite find it an entertaining morning out.
Well, who was ever embarrassing about buying condoms? Who, at 14 years of age...
Oh, never embarrassed.
I was like at 14 years of age and I was like a virgin and everything.
Yeah.
I swear I had several hundred packets of condoms from Saturday night, like Saturday afternoon when all the boys hanging around outside the chip shop, which is next to the chemist, and in you would stroll, stick your little chest out, put your £2 on the counter and say, a packet of your finest Durex, please. Who was ashamed to buy condoms?
Never ashamed.
We're deeply proud to buy condoms.
Condoms make the worst water bums ever.
Yeah,
they just won't break.
And you can get too much water and it goes too heavy. You can't do anything. So you just finish with this massive water balloon by the tap that you can't pick up or do anything with.
But it says there, so condoms will be distributed at football grounds, barbershops and scout huts. It will save them the embarrassment of going to sexual health clinics. There's nothing embarrassing about going to a sexual health clinic. In fact, it's fun. You sit in that waiting room, you look around you at all the usual suspects.
You sit around you in the sexual health clinic. Every girl that's in there, she's a goer.
Yeah.
She's a goer. Get her number. Oh. She's a goer. She's a surefire thing.
So, Kanisha, you going to give me a telephone number?
Shanika, you're here for the cold sores again? All right. Shut up. It's going to go too far. Shut up.
Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse.
WCRFM. My whole strategy is just to be brutally honest with them. Tell them what you want straight away. You know, they think you're a bit brash or a bit rude or, you know, or too overconfident or arrogant. Then at least, you know, it's got it out there in the open. They know what you're after.
I can't believe, you know, you're using the word brutal. Give us something from your side of the desk.
I'm using the word brutal.
Well, brutal. You know, this shouldn't be, you know, gentle, you know, approachable. Suave, debonair.
No.
Easy to get along with.
No.
Charming. These are the words for when you're meeting someone.
All right, I can be...
Brutal, outwardly hostile. These are not the words.
It's a war, I tell you.
These are not the words to... You know, you should attack in this... You shouldn't attack at all. When you get trying to meet somebody, it's as you so rightly say, it's not a war.
It is a war. Look, I'm happily settled down in love now, but there was a long time in my life where I wasn't. And it's all about the art of war. You have to, you know, you start your campaign and you want to get to the other side
in
one
campaign.
Piece. You see, it is.
Your choice of language is all screwed up,
man. Oh, I can't be dealing with having these, you know, these wishy-washy, silly conversations.
Polite conversation.
Beating about the bush, trying to be a girl's friend for God knows how long, when you could just tell her in 10, 15 minutes straight that you want her.
Tooting out of money and a thirsty too. 10 in the morning, they'll do it for you. Jim and George, I call it, you know. The Technicolor Radio Show. The Technicolor Radio Show. The Technicolor Radio Show.
Anyway, police were called to the Ziggy's Home Improvement Store in the 4000 block of N Market after employees at the store reported finding drugs. Shortly after, an employee found the drugs near a checkout stand. 34-year-old Christopher Wilson came into the store searching for an item he lost by the same stand. Wilson did not find what he was looking for, but did leave his name and phone number with employees. What an idiot! What an idiot. He may as well have just left a smoking gun behind.
Terribly sorry. Yeah. I seem to have lost my drugs.
Here's my name and address.
Here's my name and address, yeah. Do feel free to call any form of law
enforcement. Oh, my God. He goes on to say, his store employees were suspicious and decided to check
the survey. When he came in and said, I'm terribly sorry. I wonder if you can help me. I seem to have lost my drugs.
He may as well have just been wearing a T-shirt saying bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Criminal.
Another one for the file marked Master Criminal. Okay, that's it, I'm afraid. That's all we've got time for today on the Technicolor Radio Clubhouse. You've been listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, and we sincerely hope you enjoyed it, and you must have done, because if you can hear my voice now, that means you've listened to every last second. So why don't you do us a favour, do yourselves a favour, hit that subscribe button and hit it right now. We'd like to thank everybody at Streetside for providing us with the music, along with the marvellous Mr. Rick Dougal. But as you well know, if you listened to the show before, there's only time left to say. His name was Robert Paulson. His name was Robert Paulson. My name was Jim Smith.
My name was Georgie Pitt.
George, your battle with the guards was quite extraordinary, and I was going to ask you to join us.
Hail to the king, baby. Hail to the king.
Screwface, he give me a death a thousand times worse than you.
The whole darn thing was brought to you in conjunction with our very good friends over at Big Kahuna Burger,
Podomatic,
and WCRFM.com.
Go that way, you short-sighted scrap pile. You'll be malfunctioning within a day.
So until next time, people, you stay classy.